The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, our special guest is James Grundvig, an investigative journalist, author, and filmmaker unafraid to tackle the most uncomfortable truths of our time. With three books to his name, including exposés on CDC corruption and a forged Van Gogh masterpiece, James has built a career on following the evidence wherever it leads. In his latest and most provocative work, the documentary Splintering Babylon, The Plan, Revelation, and the Path to Freedom, James uncovers a chilling narrative that the Nazi regime didn't truly end after World War II, but instead infiltrated Western institutions. From Operation Paperclip to covert programs like MKUltra, these ideologies shaped our world in ways we never imagined. Today, Splintering Babylon is the most banned movie in America. Its message, connecting decades of covert mind control programs, the COVID-19 PSYOP, and the transhumanist agenda, has struck a nerve. James explores how global elites have sought to suppress free will, manipulate DNA, and ultimately push humanity toward a biosynthetic future. But the battle is not just political or technological. It is profoundly spiritual. At its heart lies a fight between two artificial intelligences, black AI and virtuous AI, which he describes as the ultimate conflict for humanity's soul. How do we resist these forces? Is it possible to reclaim our autonomy and faith in a world of manipulation and control? Tonight, James Grundvig shares his perspective on the hidden war shaping our future and humanity's fight for freedom. James Grundvig is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And directly from Sarasota, Florida, I'd like to welcome James Grundvig. Hello, James, and welcome to Veritas.
Hey, Mel, pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to discuss the most banned movie in America, which is Splintering Babylon right behind me.
And I can see why that is. I watched it today, and a lot of the stuff that you talk about, it's going to happen. The censorship industrial complex does not like this material that you produce, material that we discuss here every day. And with Trump in power and Elon Musk and all in Tulsi handling national intelligence, do you see a change coming soon?
I see a change now. I mean, there's panic in Washington. There's not a single general that Trump has picked in his administration for a reason. And at the heart of the movie, for the people who have not seen the movie yet, Splintering Babylon, is MKUltra, it's mind control. People said, oh, yeah, that happened long ago. No. The program has been ongoing. It still exists. It has three threats that I mentioned in the third act of my movie, what they are. And we can get into that. But the MKUltra program is about controlling people in high places, in governments, inside our military, billionaires, everybody. So it's not just Epstein Island and P. Diddy. This goes far beyond what people think. It's not just blackmail operations. It's a mind control operation. And it's going to come to an end, I believe, perhaps maybe even the next year.
So you think the types of people like General Michael Flynn, think that he has been, and others, what we deem the good guys, have been MKUltra'd?
Yes. This comes from my main source, M.K. Michael. So M.K. Michael enlisted in the Army in 1979. I believe he was a satanic ritual abuse child. In fact, he's told me so. He was in U.S. Army intelligence for 36 years. And when 8 years ago, when he came out of the MKUltra amnesia walls that inserted into your minds, right, these different alter personalities, you're returned to free will. The problem becomes, oh, no, I remember this. I did that to those people. I blew up this orphanage or whatever the stories are. And they begin to have a flood of very bad, evil memories, and they're part of it, right? So, you know, there's different people they MKUltra for different reasons, but they're the Delta assassins, which really are trained assassins, and they could have a trigger, like a two-word trigger, like Holy Ghost, or they could have a frequency that activates that particular personality because it's implanted in them. And then they go out and they do whatever program directs them to do. It is pretty insane. And so from the first, in January this year, I did not have a movie on my horizon. Then MK Michael was introduced to me through a common friend, and he took it slow in the beginning. And then he started loading a lot of stuff up. We talked about Dr. Joseph Mengele, right? There's Operation Paperclip. So one of the themes of this movie is that the United States did not win World War II. That is the Truman Show, right? That's what they want us to believe. The Nazis won World War II. And we have been fully infiltrated. We and CIA, set up by former Nazis. CDC, 1,600 German scientists were in there in the beginning. So all this happens. So Operation Paperclip brought in, you know, the Rocket Men and some of the bioterror scientists, but the bioterror scientists had their resumes, you know, wiped and cleaned, right? And they were somebody else. But people like Dr. Joseph Mengele, who's like on the top 10 list of everybody in the world, he was brought in by the Dulles brothers on a military aircraft, right, with no markings, flown to a black site, most likely China Lake Air Force Base in California. And then they changed his name from Mengele to Dr. Green or Dr. Greenbaum, B-A-U-M, Greenbaum. And Mengele had set up the entire CIA program for MKUltra.
So they made him Jewish too.
Yes, they did. The irony, huh? How about that?
So
go ahead.
You mentioned how Germany won the war. I've always said the Allies, what is it? Germany lost the war, but won the peace through Paperclip.
Paperclip and a lot more. So essentially they completely won. Yeah, you know, there's a far off story about alien tech, but they had the technology we didn't have. The German technology had in the 30s, we eventually, our Air Force and DOD had, Navy had in the mid 50s, 20 years later. So
because of them?
Well, the Nazis had it. And that's a whole different, separate movie. We don't go into it in our movie.
Pinamunda, all that.
Right? But the thing is, Germany clearly won the war. Then they had the Fourth Reich plan. So Martin Bormann was the number two man in all of the Nazi party. He was the one that built out the Fourth Reich plan post-World War II, right, to infiltrate all of the governments, right, to bring fascism into all the governments, all of the NGOs, all of the organizations. Everything was built per German specification. United Nations, World Economic Forum. Right. All of it was centered on economic control and control of people. And Mengele was with the MKUltra was a different way to control people within the administrations, in the militaries. This is all of the West, not just the United States.
By the way, glad to see that you had our friend Ira Wolf Knutson in the documentary.
Yeah, she was, you know, I wanted so. Couple things. One is I had to, you know, this movie's made for two audiences. One is your awake audience, my awake audience on unrestricted warfare, right? But then there's going to be a time when the normies, and they're not awake yet because we haven't had an event yet, but when the average person realizes we've been living in a total lie and, you know, our birth bonds, we can get in, you know, that whole nother time. But when they wake up at some point next year, they're going to say, how the hell did I get here? Like, you know, the nightmare's over. I'm in his dream straight. And like, how did I end up here? And they're going to think of 5 years of COVID. But that's not the reality. The reality is our COVID was just like one of the last phases towards transhumanism, and that all of the railroad tracks for this transhuman Agenda 2030 program were laid down 80, 100 years ago. And so we wanted to say, well, we can't go too far back. I mean, we do have a clip on the Federal Reserve in the beginning of the movie. Because why? Because they created that in 1910 on Jekyll Island. So we went to Jekyll Island, my team and I. And I was stunned to learn that over the Rockefeller office in which they created this, seven bankers created the Federal Reserve. What did they do? It was built over a Canaanite altar where they sacrificed baby, you know, a couple hundred years ago for the, you know, the pagans that lived there at that time. So they were trying to curse humanity. It wasn't just to enslave us. That wasn't enough, you know, financially, right? With debt bonds, right? That wasn't just enough. They had to curse us. And I thought that was a very important part to our movie, because this movie, Splitting Babylon, has a simple theme out of the Bible, Daniel 2:35, right? Where God's rock, which is God's law, by the way, which is never discussed, destroys the fifth and final kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, right? The five empires of Babylon, going from Babylon to Greece to Rome to the Vatican and to the New World Order, which is the feet of iron and clay. And God's rock will destroy the feet of iron and clay. And that, to me, was the real spiritual biblical message. And this ties into what Trump's doing and ties into what the former Marine in my movie talks about, which is we're going back to the original Constitution, which, Mel, you and I and everyone in the audience have never lived under. We've lived under a Constitution that was stepped on by the British Crown, capitalized in 1871, one that was also manipulated in 1812 with the Rothschilds, and in 1873 with the King of England, right? We've never lived under our Republic, United States Constitution. That is what's coming back. Now, why is that coming back? Because Trump's already told us it's coming back. There is no IRS or tax income inside the Republic, United States Constitution. There are tariffs. So Trump, by Trump dropping these two red pills in the past couple of months, is telling us exactly where we're going. So all of this confirms what my former Marine said in the movie. He said, you know, it's an old plan, right? This plan has been taking a long time. I think JFK tried to, you know, get this plan going. I believe Richard Nixon was part of it, right? But he was set up by the CIA. Reagan wanted to do it, but was, you know, shot 10 weeks into his first term. Right. And so every time you had a good president come in, boom, this happened. So we had the fake JFK Jr. plane crash, and people can believe he's dead. Now, do your own research and figure out why both possibilities. Do not be triggered by either possibility. He might be dead or he might be alive. And if he's alive, has he and President Trump worked behind the scenes on the plan of restoring the Republic to the United States and then destroying the deep state and bringing justice?
Let's dissect everything you're saying. I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because I don't get a chance to open the gates of all of this. You know, I've been discussing about the 1999 alleged death of JFK for a long time. A lot of people have to think, you know, who was there to gain the most from this death? Well, Hillary Clinton, right? Who was in charge of the government at the time? Bill Clinton. But at the same time, he probably knew that at one point that would be an Arkansas would happen to him, right? So if he's hidden behind the scenes, is there a correlation between this and the what we see almost like a Hollywood studio White House since day one of Biden?
Yeah. So Biden has never been in office. I don't go prove it in my movie. I show it. And people have to just sit there and have an open mind and look at all of the, what I call the Biden anomalies. This has been the greatest production in human history, greatest movie of all time, greatest running series, has been the fake administration of Biden and Harris all the way in.
Give us some examples, like the guns, for example, the three guns versus the four guns.
There's so many examples. Forget the guns for a second. You know, the latest one was we had frozen Biden in August, right? Who couldn't sit there for a minute and couldn't answer Trump at the debate. And then the frozen Biden disappears for 10 days. And then we have Nephilim Biden returns 10 days later. Like, wait, hold on. Who's this guy?
A really tall.
And there's right. He's like 6 inches. It's like
dwarves. Yeah.
Yeah. 81 years old. You don't grow 6 inches. Right. And so he wasn't wearing like platform shoes or anything like little Bob De Niro does. No, he's actually in regular shoes. So eventually there are pictures of these two actors, Nephilim Biden and Frozen Biden, together. It's like, what? Are you serious? And there's so many anomalies. Like back, Joe Biden getting a vaccine, and you know it's in a Hollywood studio. I mean, in day one in the so-called Oval Office, Joe is has an open book signing executive orders, but there's nothing written on the pages. Better yet, we have the Oval Office behind him.
The windows.
Driveway.
Yeah.
That does not exist in Washington. That replica White House exists in Hollywood, Amazon. And there's another replica that's, you know, Tyler Perry studio in Atlanta, Georgia. And guess what? When they had the so-called debate with CNN, that was a production as well by the military. Because CNN closed its studio in Atlanta years ago. So how could CNN have a studio in Atlanta? They didn't. They were on the former McPherson Air Force Base outside of Atlanta in Tyler Perry studio. This has been a production, people.
So are you saying this is all a script?
What we're seeing is a script, and this is to wake up the other side. The solution to return to Republic is to wake up people from within. Everyone gets to truth later, right? There's still a lot of Trump derangement syndrome, especially from this election. People have literally, like, one person killed his father and sister, another person, you know, several suicides went up the next day after Trump won. I mean, this is true.
Yes.
Right? Right. And then we have the Manson sisters, right? These four or five, the cliques of four or five girls, all shaving their heads because they're on a celibate, no sex for next 4 years. I mean, this is not rational thinking. It's nothing. So in order to wake up the majority of the people, 95%, it has to be done a certain way. There needs to be an event that exposes everything. I thought that event would have come in October or by the election, and here we are. And it's been nothing burger so far. But what we're seeing now is Trump is now laying down the tracks to expose everything to Washington. And so at some point, this is really going to freak out the other side. And I believe the other side is going to make a move, a false flag, something, crash the economy, black us out for a week or something. Some event's going to happen because Trump is putting so much pressure now, psychological pressure, on the other side, on mainstream media, because they're all in the collusion. They're in the collusion of those two executive orders, right? One on human trafficking, which goes all the way back to December 2017, right? That one. And the September 12th, 2018, on the election interference. So whether the media push the genocide vaccines or involved in human trafficking, or whether they and big tech were involved in censoring and propaganda the election results, they're all in trouble. It's not just the people that fraudulently certified the election of 2020, J6. Because Thune, right, is on that, and he is scared, excuse the expression, shitless. He already had a impromptu press conference yesterday. Basically saying AG Gatz is a really bad pick, was a bad pick for the enemy, because there's going to be no mercy when it comes up. We're going for justice. You're going for justice all the way. There can't be any half measures.
But do you think that Trump has all that planned? If they do not nominate,
I think the military has it all planned using their AI, using all the information they have. And Trump is one of the main participants in this show, and the show is to unite everybody.
Well, look at this move. If they don't nominate Gates goes to be the senator. DeSantis puts him as the senator in Florida, and Trump puts Kash Patel as the AG.
No. You're going to have Gates in as AG.
Right.
Because Trump's going to have a recess appointment, which is right in the Constitution. He's allowed to do this, which means he doesn't have to go through any Mickey Mouse stuff. He's going to put his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, in Gates' part, senator. She then goes inside the Senate in every meeting with the rhinos and learns everything they're doing. And that is going to freak them out. They know Trump is playing chess.
You mean Marco Rubio? Gates' Rubio Congress
cabinet, seat? There's going to be two vacant seats in Florida.
Right.
Two.
Right, Gates and Rubio.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to fill those two?
I think Laura Trump, and I think maybe even DeSantis might fill the other one.
I heard that on the Senate.
Can you imagine that? You get two patriots in there. I mean, real patriots. I'm not talking about, you know, patriots like, you know, no, the real American patriots in the Senate. and it's game over for the other.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.